Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome everyone to today's Blog Talk Radio broadcast. I am Cassandra Jobe, the presenter of today's broadcast. Your host and speaker is Philip Binga Ajisafe. Today's topic of discussion is The Other Side of Nothing. To avoid any background interference, we ask that you please put your phones on mute while listening. May the Lord bless his ministry. Thank you.
Listener, and thank you, the presenters. I'm so glad to welcome us into this segment of our Apologetic Blog Talk Radio. Believer in the Lord Jesus Christ our Savior. You know, somebody said to be in error is a dreadful thing, but it is even worse to embrace truth for the wrong reasons, because it is convenient, because it is pleasant, because it is profitable, because it is socially acceptable. You know, let me repeat, because our topic for today, as the presenter said, is the other side of nothing. I will repeat what I just read. To be in error is a dreadful thing, but it is even worse to embrace truth for the wrong reasons, such as because it is convenient, pleasant, because it is profitable, and because it is socially acceptable. When we try to study what is nothing, by the definition of nothing, it's just simply said, non-existent. Try to harmonize this in the physical science. Nothing can be compared with darkness, which is being defined as absence of light. So, for our definition, nothing means no thing, that is, non-existence. But the topic was saying that the other side of nothing. When something is not existing, do we want to learn from nothing? Saint Augustine said, nothing therefore happens unless the omnipotent wills it to happen. He either permits it to happen, or he brings it about himself. I believe this topic is so powerful that we might not be even able to finish it, because in a short period, even within a month, because it challenges and begs common sense, reason, and logic. If we say or we define nothing as non-existing, then why are we worried for something that does not exist? We will find out. And I want us to remember that statement that I just read about. To be in error is a dreadful thing, but it is even worse to embrace truth for the wrong reason. And that with this philosophical philosopher said, nothing therefore happened or happens unless the omnipotent wills to happen. He either permits it to happen or he brings it about himself. Before I go on and to establish this topic that we are broadcasting today with the scripture, I want us to listen to this scripture. When Jesus Christ was admonished his disciple in the book of John, chapter 14, John, chapter 14, verse 1, Jesus said, he read us, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Verse 27 of the same chapter said, peace I leave with you, peace I give to you. Not as the world gives the, start from verse 27 again. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Human society has been captured or has been imprisoned with the grip of fear. We try to deceive ourselves to analyze things that we do not understand. Somebody said, the truth is that we live in a web of dependency, at the center of which is God, in whom all things hold together. Remember, the other side of nothing. But I'm trying to just prepare our mind and focus our perception to God, the Creator, each family, and try to embrace us, I'm trying to admonish us to embrace the truth, which is objective, not the truth of perception. A Norwegian theologian settled that statement that I just read, that we live in a web of dependency at the center of which is God. He said, helplessness is the best summary of the heart attitude that God accepted as prayer. He said, only he who is helpless can truly pray. Only he who is helpless can truly pray. Like I said, to everything that is happening, we are just very easy to point accusing finger, casting blame, and giving theorized things that we do not know. But because we do not know does not mean that there is no solution. Because man thinks the mind is so mysterious that there That doesn't mean that there is no solution to that mysterious thing. But anytime man thinks he's in control and wants to give solution apart from his creator, we always miss it. On the other side of nothing. You know, there are times when we are overpowered with the mystery of life and nature. There's no doubt about that. There's no question about that. There are times when we are overpowered with the mystery of life and nature. The world is so full of pain and sorrow. Strong hearts seems breaking under intolerable load. God's children are sometimes the most bitterly tried. For them, fires are heated 7 times. They suffer not only at the hand of man, but the evil sins as brass to their cries and tears. The enemy of souls has reason to challenge, where is now your God? In the scripture, I will paraphrase the story because of our time. There was a time in the land of Israel during the reign of one king called Ahab and his wife, known the best queen known to him as Jezebel. The Bible describes this king as a wicked king and the man that his wife always controlling him, not with ordinary power. During this Israel, the Israelites' spiritual ferventness have brought low because during Israel, they forget their God, them through the wilderness that delivered them in the land of from the land of Egypt and brought them to the promised land. But you know, God will never leave humanity without a witness. There was a prophet of God. In that time, his name was Elijah. The Bible said, Elijah prayed unto God. You can see this story from 1 Kings chapter 17. 1 Kings chapter 17 from verse 1 to the end. And by the word of God through Elijah, there was a great famine to the extent that people, king, you know, they were devastated, no water, no rain, no food. But I just want to encourage us as a believer who put their trust in God, that when life feels to us, when the life does not offer any hope, we shouldn't lose our hope. Because to every other side of nothing, that is, we are the common sense or the knowledge of man has ended, then God began. To cut the story short, God in his infinite mercy ready to put an end to the famine. obviously, even the wizards and witches of that land, they have no clue on how to do it. And they did not even humble themselves, repented of their sin, and call upon the Lord, just like in this world system today. We have failed to recognize our dependency on God. Everything, every problem is to invite the so-called the experts. The expert has been offering their own irony of things is that there is no peace, no solution. Technology is so good, I love it. But it's this by technology we are imprisoned into our dilemma. Because we are not in control. And instead of us to accept our limitation arrogantly, we try to blame even God that we deny his existence. The Bible said, in the 1 Kings chapter 18, from verse 41, I'm trying to paraphrase everything so to let us get the what we are trying to put across to us. God has commanded Elijah, I believe, because of many believers within the land of Israel, they are being hit hard, crisis at hand, by the famine. They have been calling unto God for a solution. They believe that even if the king on the throne physically does not have any solution to this famine, even if science, even if the politicians cannot deliver their promises, we don't have to just destroy their personality. They were human beings. We can just take our case to Almighty God. No wonder Paul said in one of his admonitions that we should pray for those that in authority. Not necessarily pray for them to be prosper. God will give, by his own mercy, give them the wisdom to rule with the fear of God. We can just, after we make our prayer, our own is just to leave it like that, the other side of nothing. The Bible said, after 3.5 years of no rain, no water, God commanded his servant, Elijah, to go and show himself to this wicked king because it's about to bring relief, solution to his people. And that, after a lot of drama, contest between the real God and the bar, if you want to know, when you have time, you can read 1 Kings chapter 18 from verse 1 to 40. I just want to just admonish us and keep my fact from verse 41 to verse 46 of the same 1 Kings chapter 18. Let me quickly read. Verse 41, then Elijah said to Ahab, go up and eat and drink, for there is the sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel. Then he bowed down on the ground and put his face between his knees and said to his servant, go up now, look towards the sea. So he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And seven times he said, go again. Then it came to pass the seventh time that he said, there is a cloud as small as a man's hand rising out of the sea. So he said, go up, say to Ahab, prepare your chariot, and go down before the rain stops you. Now it happened in the meantime that the sky became black with clouds and wind, and there was a heavy rain. So Ahab rode away and went to Jezreel. Then the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah, and he gathered up his lions and ran ahead of Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. In this passage that I just read, you know, in verse 41, Elijah said, for there is the sound of abundance of rain. In this modern civilization with advanced technology, we always try to listen to weather forecast through the experts. And the experts with their instrument always predict the weather always look like by the information at their hand. Of course, we are all the witnesses. Sometimes the accuracy is far below 10%, 20%. These people have the information. We cannot say that is other side of nothing. But with Elijah, in verse 41, he said, go up, eat and drink, for there is the sound of abundance of rain. What are the technology Elijah is using? I want us to understand as a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. In the scripture, Paul epistle, he said, let this mind be in you that were in the Lord Jesus Christ. Elijah does not in tune with the physical realm. He boldly console even the wicked king who doesn't have solution to the problem at hand. But because Elijah was in tune to heaven, the one that has something at the other side of nothing. I'm appealing to us as we are listening to this broadcast. What are the troubles in our life that we do not even have solution to? Even the sole expert has given us, there is no solution to this. If you read the passage from 1 Kings 17 and 18, you will see that many people lost their lives to even this famine. Even there are many that believe the word of God and their hope of nothing. God bless them. That, if you want to know that, if you started reading from 1 Kings 17, from verse 7 to the end, you will see the widow of Sarephat. The other side of nothing. As powerful and the position and the possession of the king Ahab, and that to discredit his even belief in Baal, they do not have the grasp of the solution to their problem. I believe God has always created solution to every human trouble within our reach, but not within our hand. For we have to activate what God has prepared for us, which which are within our reach, but prayerfully and believe with faith to activate that promises to come into our hand. Remember, gold never exists in pure state. Elijah has to even give a word of assurance to this king. The Bible said he went up to eat and drink. Elijah went up to the top of Mount of Carmel. Then he bowed down on the ground and put his face between his knees. What does that mean? Elijah prayed. Even in some churches, the true Christian, many people don't want to pray. You know, I'm not criticizing them. It is the weapons of Satan to discourage people to pray, because he knows by praying to Almighty God, there will be a peace of Jesus Christ that he said, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives it, not as the politician campaigning, even not as the dictator wants to give. You know, the peace of Jesus is we have in the midst of storm. The peace that Elijah had, even when things look like there is no solution, and boldly even can encourage affirmatively by the power of Holy Spirit, by speaking the word of God, because he was in tune to heaven, and declare the solution that is within the reach and has welcomed to the hand to begin to manifest that there is solution. Even when Elijah sent his servant, the Bible said, seven times the servant came with bad news. There is nothing. But Elijah does not give up. I'm telling you, I'm telling myself, in all our problems, in every trouble that we have, we should not limit ourselves to what experts is saying, but put our prayer unto God Almighty that has solution, that even is understanding, past finding that to give us that solution, and therefore we can experience solution that no human being can take glory but God. And that is what I'm telling you, that there is good news, solution for us at the other side of nothing. To end the story, we know that what Elijah said is going to happen, and by the power of Jehovah Ram, somebody that was on the sea, believing God, and it's going to be well with us. The truth of Scripture demolishes speculation. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. Please tune in for another broadcast on April 12, 2015, on which the topic will be the power of the word at 6:30 p.m. Daylight Savings Time. Please tune in, and may God bless you. Thank you.